Here's a thought I'll title, Choose Your Challenge. I think we can all agree that we engage in photography partly because it's fun, but it's also the kind of fun that presents a challenge to us, something that we have to overcome. In that regard, it's very similar to sports and other hobbies, in that we have goals and objectives that we want to meet, and we know that we're going to have to put some effort into it. The question is, what is the nature of the challenge you choose to engage in photography? I've often found it useful to divide photography into two sets of competing challenges. That is to say, how do you want to play the game of being a photographer, an artist? Do you want to accept the technical challenge of making, for example, really large prints? That's a real serious challenge, and it affects what kind of gear, what kind of processing, what kind of printer that you have, how you mat and frame and display your work. It's a serious challenge, and the bigger the prints, the bigger the challenge is. And for some people, that's the cat's meow. They love that challenge of making a really huge print. I can appreciate that. It is something that's not only a challenge, but can be a lot of fun when you accomplish it successfully. And I know many photographers that that's the real joy they get out of photography, is when they overcome that challenge and successfully make a really giant print. So that's one option of how to challenge yourself with photography. And it's certainly a valid option that rewards successful effort in some very tangible ways. For those of you who like that challenge in photography, good for you. On the other hand, that's not the only way to challenge yourself with photography. Maybe you want to challenge yourself with the expressive complications of making more meaningful artwork, something that's going to touch your heart and viewers' hearts more profoundly. That's also a significant challenge and can be a very fun pursuit in photography and has the same level of reward that pursuing big prints, but everything we do in that challenge is different. That is to say, our gear needs are different. How we spend our time is different. How we think about success in photography is different. So if you challenge yourself by making more meaningful artwork, that's a valid challenge too. But interestingly enough, requires a whole different set of actions, activities, gear, measurements of success. They're entirely different if what you're pursuing is maximizing emotional expression and connection with a viewer. And then, of course, it's pretty easy to recognize that I've built a bit of a straw man here, because there are all the variations that combine both of these challenges. And some are weighted more towards technical, some might be weighted more towards emotional communication and connection. I certainly don't think this is a case of one path or the other to the exclusion of each other. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is, I think it is important that we each, in our own way, understand how we decide to accept the challenge of photography. If it has no challenge, it has no reward, no payoff, we easily lose interest. If we choose the wrong challenge, it just becomes a giant pile of frustration with very little reward, even if we try to mix the technical challenges and the aesthetic challenges together. If we understand, however, for each of us, personal decision, there's no right or wrong answer. If each of us understand what is the important aspect of our pursuit of fine art photography, it does help clarify our goals and objectives, as well as our means and creative efforts. So, which kind of challenge do you choose, or do you choose a mixed challenge, and what's the comfortable ratio for you between technology and aesthetics? And by the way, there may be other challenges I haven't thought of in this. For example, I think it's perfectly valid to pursue photography as an economic challenge, trying to maximize sales. Nothing wrong with that either, if that's the way you want to play the game of photography. We all have our own set of values. The importance of that is not what values we have, but how in touch with those choices we are, so that we can not waste our time pursuing something that doesn't matter to us as much as we might guess.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.